Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, the last day of January 2026. Oh, what a month. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in the last degree of Gemini. Gemini moons love to talk externally and internally. It's not a quiet time. Think of it as an avalanche of communication because added to that, the moon is conjuncting Jupiter. Jupiter expands whatever it comes in contact with. Now, that can be good or maybe not so good. Anyway, that's why it's called the hangover planet. Now, on the flip side, Jupiter is known for representing the truth with a capital T. Jupiter represents wisdom and is considered the guru of the zodiac, ready to teach important lessons. Now, as has been proven time and time again, the road of excess, that's Jupiter's middle name, leads to the palace of wisdom. How many times has overindulgence helped correct someone in need of correction? So, for the weekend, expect a great deal of internal and external chatter. Now, there could be much gravitas to all this communication because the moon is being hammered from Capricorn with a stressful wave of the energy of five planets. The barrage comes from Pluto, Mars, Venus, Mercury, and the Sun. These are not planets to be trifled with the dominant voices being the harsh ones, the Sun, Mars, and Pluto. Now, if Gemini is lighthearted, Capricorn is heavy, somber, dour, and weighty. Gemini moons are quick-witted, and they have a reputation for being glib, flirty, and playing fast and loose with the truth. But this Capricorn energy can come down like a hammer. It's not likely to let the moon in Gemini get away with that. Hard questions will be difficult to dismiss with glib, vacuous retorts. Capricorn follows the facts and is all about the law. Now, the moon moves on to Cancer where it's full. And oh my, what a full moon it will be Sunday night, with the energy carrying through the week in great intensity. That's because the full moon is in a cardinal sign, rising tides and emotions to a seasonal high. You're going to see lunacy at its peak, and your pets are going to be running wild. Now, this full moon brings out the power of an exalted Mars, and when the warrior planet is exalted, well, we've all seen what's going on in the news. Now, with Pluto, that always adds a dose of intensity. Now, Mercury and Venus are there, but, you know, honestly, passion and communication are being subordinate to the more harsh energies. But it's hard to see if those kinder voices will be drowned out completely. Now, it could be a real turning point because Capricorn, a Saturn-ruled sign, wants reality to be clear. But here's the complication. Saturn is so close to Neptune, where Neptune rules, that the gravity of Saturn is distorted. Oh, dear. So, expect the day and the week to be emotionally intense, aggressive, possibly angry, with the power of restraint severely challenged. And, you know, restraint is very important. This energy falls on February 1st, which is the Druid celebration of Imbolc, or St. Brigid's Day, when the first signs of spring emerge. Well, maybe in Ireland, but not so much here in Down East Maine. There's still 2 feet of snow on the ground. The light is growing and more visible with each day, so that means that darkness is losing its grip. Now, looking ahead, the 17th of February will experience a major eclipse with energies unlike we've seen for, well, according to one astrologer, something like 900 years. Hard to know how it will manifest, but some astrologers suggest it could be the exclamation point to the storm of actions and emotions that are dominating the zeitgeist right now. Needless to say, we live in interesting times. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And let's remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. In other words, just stay grounded. So, see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.